Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You got myself, Joe Pesh, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer, Lenny Bree, all hanging out with you. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. I go to therapy. I go with my wife, Lindsay, usually once a week or every other week, and it's been really good. There's a lot of stuff that I kind of wish we would have done in premarital counseling. And there's nothing wrong with going to therapy either. That doesn't mean a relationship's on the rocks like it's over, but it's just, it definitely is something people should look into and consider if you're not quite where you should be.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like therapy just enhances anything, like your relationship with yourself or your relationship with another person. It just helps enhance it and make it grow.
In this process, I found out my wife, Lindsay, actually never went to therapy when she was younger. So, like, this is the first, like, she had a lot of hesitations about it.
Yeah.
She didn't know what she was doing. But if you ever thought about it, man, I'm telling you what, whether it's for a relationship or just for yourself, it's worth going a few times. A lot of times your insurance covers part, if not all of it. So that's a little PSA for your mental health. But I went and I did a little solo therapy, and then I had a session another day with my wife, and I had a big breakthrough in therapy, and it explains a lot of stuff. And this one, I didn't even realize it. It actually was talking about how I got really mad. If you missed it, I went on vacation for about a year, it feels like. And I went with my wife, her mom, her sister, and I went to go see her family out on the in the Northwest.
Right. I remember you talking about that.
And that was really cool. We had a good time. But I kind of felt like I was like the third or fourth wheel. It was definitely a girl's trip. They were shopping. Mm-hmm. I was bored. And eventually I got into a fight with my mother-in-law about me being a jerk, putting my hand out the window, and she's trying to take a picture of Mount Hood. And she just called me a blanking a-hole
in
front of her whole family. I was like, all right, well, that's not cool. But it was kind of my fault. And we just got into it. And I don't know. I just was talking about how miserable I was. And then just about fighting in general. I was like, well, what am I going to say to my mother-in-law? Am I going to call her the B word? Like, I can't say anything back.
Right.
You can't do anything. And then we talk about how whenever I do fight, not at work, I can yell at Porkchop or Liv if something gets messed up. I'll let people know if I'm unhappy at work, no problem. But when it comes to an actual fight.
No problem.
When it comes to an actual fight, a verbal thing, not physical, of course, I shut down. And that's what I do with my wife, Lindsay. When we argue, I shut down because I've realized this. I know I can do some major damage in a fight with my words. Not physical, like, of course, I guess if I was a physical abuser, I could punch my wife, but I'm saying my words are so powerful, the thoughts that I have in my head, and I feel like a monster at times because I'm like, oh my God, if I said that, that would be the worst thing ever. And that's often what we do when we go into fights. We say the thing that we know is going to agitate that person, and we know what's going to cut them. If you have a relationship with somebody, you know what's going to hurt them.
Right, you know how to push her buttons, and you know how to cut her where it actually hurts.
Yeah, and she knows the same thing too. Not that we do it all the time, but we're being together 7 years. We know that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally figured out why, because everybody keeps on telling me I can't shut down and I need to share things with my wife, because I don't share things with anybody, even though I wish I had a friend that I felt close that I could do that. But nobody in my life I've ever felt that way.
Right.
And this is what we realized. And I talked this out and I was like, holy crap. And the tears started falling. And maybe you've got this going on in your life too. But I realized that it hurts when I was younger. It used to hurt me to see my dad tear down my mom. Because my dad never hit my mom, but my dad was very verbally abusive. Like, he'd say some of the meanest things about her weight. And even to me, he'd say things about my weight. Even though I know my dad loved me, when he'd get mad or to get pissed, he'd say stuff about the weight.
Right.
And it hurt me to see my dad tear down my mom because, well, that's my mom.
Uh-huh.
Like, your mom is your mom. You look up to them. And then I realized, too, you know what? It hurt me to see my mom tear down my dad because, well, my dad's my dad. And examples of that, you know, my mom, my dad would yell at my mom and say she's a fat pig or something
that.
But then my dad would also shame me on my weight. So I kind of took on, like, well, if my mom's a fat pig or she's disgusting, I'm disgusting because that's my mom.
Right.
Like, that's who I am. And then when my mom would yell at me for something that I did, and maybe I was being a smart aleck or something or being mean to her or rude, she'd be like, you're just like your father, which is a very common thing. I'm like, well, you just talked about how my dad's such a loser and a terrible person.
Right.
And that goes on by both sides. So I'm just like, man, like, if I'm the product of these two terrible people that you claim each other person is, then I must be totally worthless. Like, I'm all these things combined on like a super level. And when I'm not crying right now when I'm saying it, but when I was breaking through talking about that, I was like, damn. Like, that, there's no self-value, there's no self-worth in that, and it hit me like a stack of bricks in therapy the other night, and I just started crying, and I'm like, that's why, because God, I do love my parents, and my mom hears this stuff sometimes and thinks all I do is talk trash, but the reason I even bring this up here on the show is I'm hoping that one person, I hope a majority of people are getting something out of this through my struggles and tribulations and my growing and learning process, which is life, but holy crap, Liv, it's just the fact that I don't know. Like, I can't fight. Like, you and I argue, but right. I've never said anything about you. Like, an attack on you. I might say, like, do this or do that.
Right.
But, like, I can't, because it's once you say something to somebody, once you let that, you know, air out of the bottle or whatever, you, like, break the seal, mm-hmm. it's never the same again.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm the only person. Like, I like to think that Joe Pesh is a nice guy talking third person, because I really try to be a nice guy. But at times I may not be. I could be angry or upset. But I just get to the point where I'm like, wow, like, I could say this to this person, and that is so mean. But I won't.
Right.
I won't say it.
Well, it's good, because I think, too, people don't even realize how much that you pick up from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You learn from the environment that's around you. So if growing up, that's all you saw, and you saw that was the way that your parents fought, which that even just makes me emotional. I started to tear up, because I couldn't imagine seeing my parents say those things about one another that would destroy me. But you learn from your environment, and the fact that you learned that trait, which is not great, but the fact that you are able to hold back from speaking it and saying that is starting to cut the cycle and better the cycle, because you're not letting yourself get to the point to where you're saying it and you're destroying that person. You might think it, but you're holding back, which I think is like a huge part of the battle and a huge thing to kind of celebrate and be proud about. And, you know, one day when you do have kids, you know that when you and your wife, Lindsay, fight, they're not going to see the toxic behavior that you saw when you were a child. And you're never going to let it get so bad that you let your kids see you saying awful and horrific things about your wife, which I think is really good. And I also do think it is one of the hardest things in the entire world to kind of just speak and say and admit to yourself that you don't have self-worth. You don't have the self-worth that you thought you did, and that you really just don't have any self-worth at all. And I've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
So once you admit that, though, and say that out loud, that's when it starts to turn, and that's when it starts to flip, and that's when you can start building your self-worth up again.
Now, if you're like me, or maybe what Liv was talking about right there, I got a solution, but it's not easy. That's the thing I hate about therapy. You make these giant breakthroughs and discoveries, and you realize maybe if it's negative things, because we all celebrate positive, but if it's the negative thing in your life, well, why the hell am I this way? You figure it out. You do A plus B equals C. The thing is now that I have to try to, I've always been like shut down, emergency shut off. That's how mm-hmm. I've done it. Now I have to try to go from not the extreme of emergency shut off to nuclear disaster blowing up, but I have to find a way to have that dialogue without losing my cool and keeping it there, because I'm always afraid I can't. I don't want to hurt someone.
Right.
So it's good that I have that safety mechanism in place. Now I got to start trying to come out of that comfort zone, which is, God, I love therapy, but I hate it at times because it is so freaking tough.
I know. You need to find, I mean, I'm not good at this either, but like, you need to find a way to communicate that's not going to tear down, but it's only going to help grow and be like efficient in your relationship, like help get to the problem and solve the problem.
Hey, thanks so much for listening and letting me share my little therapy breakthrough here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.